I started playing football like 8th grade year. I was playing like linebacker and defensive end. Then went on to high school. I played only offense. I was like an offensive guard. I kept begging coach put me on defense, man. He was like, nah, you're not big enough, or nah, you can't play it. Freshman year of high school, I started playing defense, made a few plays. Then I started defense my sophomore year. And then went on from there, and I started getting recruited. I don't think I ever want to go through it again. Coming out of high school, all the colleges are calling your phone. Everybody want to talk. Everybody want to come visit your house. So I signed with Mississippi State on signing day, and you know, brought me as a defensive end at first. First day of camp, they moved me to defensive tackle. So, you know, I was kind of upset about it at first. And I was like, you know, I'm not big enough to play defensive tackle at 260 pounds. It was an advantage to me to just move in, you know, a guy that can run, move inside, and they can create mismatches. The draft process is, that's crazy too, to be honest. Because you're training for the combine. You know, once you get to the combine, you think you're just going to do the stuff that you train for. Well, actually, you do that, but I mean, me, I had like 22 formal meetings with teams. And then after that, you got pro day. I mean, I got a call. I was invited to New York. And I mean, I was excited about it, but I was like, nah, I want to do it back home with my family. And I talked to my mom and everybody. They were like, I only get drafted once, so you might as well go ahead and go to New York and enjoy that week. I was nervous the whole week, but I wasn't showing it. You know, I didn't want nobody to know that I was nervous. So going into draft night, you get to like number 8 in the draft. You're like, yeah, I'll be going off probably top 10. Number 9 goes, like, man, and number 10 goes, I'm like, man, I don't know. I started getting scared, and I said to myself, well, my name will get called here in a few minutes. So got to number 11, and the guy done Terry Poe goes, I'm like, man, they come to fall like the number, you know, too late in the first round. You know, I'm sitting here talking to my agent, and he's texting Howie about it. So Howie goes, we're going to take him. And by the time that message came through, my phone was ringing. And then I just got so excited. You know, it was just the time of my life. That's probably one of the most exciting moments, you know, I've had.